Nutrition is good medicine.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is, it's about 35 degrees here in Minnesota, to be exact, in Minnesota. Wednesday, December 28th, 2011, you have with you on this day, a beautiful day here in the state of Minnesota. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. I need to ask the question, was your mother angry with you when she named you McMillan?
McMillan. We already went through this, remember? I was supposed to be Moses. And
well, there's new listeners today, so they didn't
true.
Know
that's
that.
That's true, that's a good point. Right. McMillan. Well, it wasn't an anger thing, it was after my father's grandfather.
Do you know your father?
Scotland.
Oh, now he's from Scotland. Before, his dad was from the CIA.
Yeah.
Now his dad's from the
Scottish
from the Scotland.
CIA.
Gee whiz.
That's where McMillan's from.
McMillan.
Yes.
Is that like anything to do with...
Son of the Boot. He was very ornery. They were an ornery clan.
Braveheart?
I don't know if it's Braveheart.
Well, you remember Braveheart, right? William Wallace?
He's a tall
Wallace.
Guy.
Wallace.
He's a tall guy.
The guy that said history was written by men who hung heroes?
Yep.
He's exactly right, isn't he?
Yeah. Like you control of those textbooks, and all of a sudden you learn something new. Something that never existed.
I just had a thought, but I don't think I should probably bring it forth.
All right.
Because let's say someone was to lynch you.
Uh-huh.
What would they be considered? History was written by men who hung what?
Lynched heroes.
Really?
Yeah, why not? I got my membership to the Sons of Liberty.
Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. They got to hate somebody.
Yes, they do. They're angry.
Well, they're trying to find something to believe in.
Mm-hmm. So they can't hate Santa Claus, so they got to hate somebody.
Totally.
You know?
I mean, I think they should hate them.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe hating the Easter Bunny?
Probably. Mm-hmm. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. Why are they afraid of us? Because they have no grounds to stand on. The voice of pro-choicers, the pro-murderers, as they like to call themselves, wish to silence. Why?
Because
they're guilty of something, right? Yeah. The patriots that the globalists despise. Why? Because it doesn't exactly fall into line with their UN global agenda.
It's not in the
book, or are you the conspiracy theorists? Folks, we are them Americans. We are the dynamic duo. Boy, I just about said it, didn't I?
I thought you did.
We are them vigilantes called the Sons of Liberty, folks. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Again, it's 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Jesus Christ is King. End of story. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I was at Christmas dinner the other day with a bunch of professed Christians, and I had said, man, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, and they laughed. They thought that was funny.
That is funny, isn't it?
I think it's the first time they smiled all year long.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not their favorite.
Do you think Obama ever heard that? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in George Soros's head. Jeez.
George who?
Soros.
Oh, come on. This is going back to that conspiracy thing again.
I think it is. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are the cleanup crew. We clean up what others leave off.
Leave it on base and send it home.
Out of here. It's gone. There's a new home run champion of all time.
Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan from the Sons of Liberty.
Good to be
coming at you live today from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone, coming from Minnesota.
That was a good. I like that accent.
Did you? No, that's my mature radio voice.
Yeah.
That's the voice Minnesota. That doesn't tell the people the truth.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Just that's the voice Minnesota. That tries to draw attention to myself.
Uh-huh.
Because it's about me, not about my country and my people.
That's why you talk about things that you do, right?
Is that being facetious? Maybe
I
a little condescending?
Perhaps.
Degrading, perhaps. Yeah, perhaps. I'll tell you what's degrading and possibly condescending in more ways than one is I seen the biggest fools in the United States of America today.
Ah!
Out on the ice. Guys, I got to tell you, boy, were we vindicated today.
Oh, man.
One of the jokers' truck, his front end was in
you
the water.
That.
Did you see that?
No, I wish I would have.
I'm thinking to myself, our country's going to hell in a handbasket, and these jokers have the time to go ice fishing on what? Probably about a quarter of an inch sheet of ice in the state of Minnesota. I don't think anybody in their right mind would be on the ice today, but we had some guy out there in Minnesota who thought he was going to go ahead and take his chances, and he did, and the front end of his truck is in the water.
So he's got more time today to bail out his truck of broken ice.
Right.
Man, couldn't think of a better thing to do on a Wednesday.
Is that condescending?
Maybe. Maybe his truck is condescending into water.
It's not a sickening thought. It's a sinking thought.
That's right.
What'd you think of that? Oh, my goodness. She is so far behind, dude.
I like that.
It's like, do you want to get on with the show? But boo. Yeah? Come on, Kathy.
Enough answering all those phone calls.
All right.
Okay?
We got to get to some serious business when we come back right after this break.
It's a sinking thought.
No, it is, because you know what happens, folks, is I meet up with Jake probably 5 or 10 minutes before the show because I can't stand him or his wife.
It doesn't like garlic.
I don't want to be an open book here, but we get together and I just got to take some shots at him and share with him things that he did not know. And of course, you did not know America.
Bring it to the public.
And 53 other countries. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do. If you're the guy out on the ice and you're the one that's stuck and you're angry with me, give us a call, 1-877-807-9977, and no, we won't help you out.
Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty. This year for Christmas, we would like to say a big thank you to you for all of your support. And what better gift to give this Christmas season than the gift of truth? So this year, we decide to give you, our listeners, $10 off any $10 or more purchase you make at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Choose from a variety of items, such as the My War DVD documentary series, to books, CDs, T-shirts, and more, with items up to 50% off. What gift can you give your friends and family of more value than the truth of Jesus Christ as they celebrate this Christmas season? Just go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click the store button, and enter promo code Christmas on your way out and save big. Or call us at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And from the Sons of Liberty to you and yours, Merry Christmas.
after work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to take some of these calls in just about 2 minutes here, but I want to tell you a story really quick. And it's a true story, and it's a great story. And then we'll talk about Arena Sendler at the end of the show while Jake brings up some scholar who thinks the Constitution was written over 100 years ago. And it's irrelevant.
Oh, of course.
It has nothing to do with anything.
It's so different now. I mean, we don't even tell time the same way.
Thomas Jefferson, he was right when they said you got to throw the chains of the Constitution on these jokers. They don't like those chains, do they?
No.
Accountability to the people they work for.
Yeah, or maybe the God that created them.
Probably. Well, that's first.
Yes.
Yeah, second is man, right?
Yes.
Okay. The following story is told by Charles Spurgeon. By the way, if I had a preacher today, it would be him. He's passed on, but his words live forevermore because they are the bread of life from Christ Jesus. The great preacher from London in the 1850s wrote, in the days of Nero, the Roman emperor, and in the days when the Apostle Paul wrote his letter to the Romans, there was a shortage of food in Rome. The people were hungry, and some were even starving. Everyone was worried about where the next meal would come from. And at the same time, there was an abundance of food in Alexandria, Egypt, on the banks of the Nile. The Nile River would flood, and with fresh water, there was plenty of corn and wheat in Egypt. So merchant ships would sail from Rome to Alexandria, Egypt. And you'd expect that those boats would bring back corn and wheat from Egypt, but did they? Nope. The ships were filled with sand to be used in the Emperor Nero's gladiator games. There was so much blood from the animals and blood from human beings that they filled the circus floor with sand to soak up all the blood. Sand for the gladiator shows. The ships were filled with sand of all things. One day an owner of a ship came down to the wharf and saw the sand being unloaded. He saw all the hungry and starving people who wanted more than sand. They wanted to be fed with wheat and corn, so the ship owner ordered his ship captain to bring back a shipload of wheat rather than a shipload of sand. And when that ship arrived in Rome, all the hungry people were erroneously happy and that the ship that did not have sand but corn and wheat, and that they would have a meal of food that night. Spurgeon went on to say that the effect, no ships filled with sand for me, no sands of philosophical speculations about God in my preaching, no sands of psychological speculation about human nature in my sermons, there will be nothing in my ship but the gospel, the revealed truth of God, the bread of life in Jesus Christ so greatly needed by hungry people. So that's the cargo we want to bring to you people every day. That's why we always interject as the premise, the Word of God, and everything that we do and say. And let it be the beginning, and let it be the end, for it is everlasting. We got Russell from Colorado. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, sir.
I hope you all had a Merry Christmas. That was a really deep story about the ships filled with sand. What a world.
It really is. Great stuff.
This story is about as incredible, but it's not nearly as deep. I heard it on CPR the other day, Colorado Public Radio, that the President of the United States has commissioned for a tree to be uprooted, put into a truck, and, like, kept alive for a year while this truck tours around the United States, and then next year for Christmas it's going to be delivered to the White House.
Huh.
I mean, I put up a Christmas tree, too. I got nothing against the Druids. I mean, they can come to the party and dance around the tree if they want to, but that seems to me a little over the top that it's every day is Christmas with Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what the message is? I haven't heard of this story.
I don't know what the message is supposed to be, but it comes off as condescending.
Oh, it is. I mean, there's lack of sincerity in everything he does, especially with who we are as a people.
So. And like that ship filled with sand, I mean, he could be transporting food around to the starving masses, but instead he's transporting around a tree.
Sure.
How eloquent.
A Christmas tree, but it's a holiday tree, of course.
Amen. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Russell.
Yeah, great. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, people are sharp.
No, they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's great stuff. People are thinkers,
yep.
Not stinkers.
Mm-hmm. And not just in Minnesota.
Let's get to your topic, because if we don't do it, it's going to come to the end of the show, and I'll give you 30 seconds, and I'll say that's too long.
That's right. Folks, this is taken from, actually, the Media Research Center did this take of all the worst media blunders throughout the year, and I thought this was really good. You're going to see a lot more from the Sons of Liberty in the Media Research Center here as the suit with MSNBC continues to carry on. But they keep media accountable. I just thought you might appreciate what was said. Everybody remembers when the Republicans took control of the House and they decided we're going to read the Constitution, probably to remind all those that hung over from the last term of what they were supposed to obey, but they didn't under the first years of President Obama. So let's listen to Nora O'Donnell and Ezra Klein speak about...
Ezra Klein?
Klein. Oh, yeah.
Klein.
Klein.
Okay,
I'm just
trying to get that right, yeah.
O'Donnell?
Okay.
Okay, let's listen to him.
You heard all the different politicians talking about the Constitution.
The
well,
yes.
This is what's going to happen. When
makes
Republicans take over next week, they're going to do something that apparently has never been done in the 221-year history of the House of Representatives. They are going to read the Constitution aloud. Is this a gimmick?
Yes, it's a gimmick. I mean,
this is Ezra.
You can say two things about it. One is that it has no binding power on anything. And the issue of the Constitution is not that people don't read the text and think they're following. The issue of the Constitution is that the text is confusing because it was written more than 100 years ago. And what people believe it says differs from person to person and differs depending on what they want to get done.
Oh, really? It's got a different translation.
Yeah. Depending on what you want to get done.
Different interpretation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Ezra, I just wanted to, first of all, his name's from the Bible. I don't know if he realizes that.
I wonder if he does. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But it was 1776, 2011. Let's do the math here. We got 5, 0, 0, 1, 9, 10, 3, 2. That was 235 years ago, and... he said it was written about 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess the Constitution has no binding on anything.
Not anymore.
Well, it used to when the people hold them to it. And I don't know. What do you think about that? I mean, this guy's got to be a constitutional scholar. He's probably the undergraduate right under Obama. I mean, that's my guess.
Yeah, they took the same classes together.
I think so.
The funny thing is
but he got second place.
That's right.
Because, you know, if I asked Ezra how many, you know, states we have in our union, he would probably say, I don't know, 53, maybe 55.
Is there 52?
But the winner, whose name is Barry Obama.
Hussein.
Obama. He actually said that there was, check this out, folks.
Because, you know, it is just wonderful to be back in Oregon, and over the last 15 months we've traveled to every corner of the United States. I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
There's only one left,
in Hawaii,
Barry!
I'm
not allowed to go to.
Did you hear the people in the background? No, this is about the same time that he was actually at a veteran memorial, and everybody had... their hand over their heart except Barry Hussein Obama. And I don't know, I guess.
He's been daydreaming about.
Isn't that what the veterans
states.
Fought and bled and died for, was the ratification of the Constitution? And shouldn't we all honor their price?
Yeah.
Especially those that are in office?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That are going to uphold it. And his friend, the poor Ezra, Nora, told him a couple of minutes prior that it was 221 years ago.
Maybe Ezra, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just thinking here, Ezra Clown, maybe his uncles are Barnum and Bailey.
Could be.
I mean, that's...
I think that I heard on his iPod this very song. Listen to it, folks.
It was over 100 years ago when John Paul Jones
the
wrote
Constitution.
The Constitution
has no bearing. It has no bearing. It has no bearing.
And the man with the red nose, I think his name was Jefferson Thomas.
I'm curious. I'm curious, though, Jake. Now, we're speaking of Ezra Clown here that says the Constitution has no bearing, and it's a gimmick. I'm kind of curious to know what the gimmick would be. Would it be to hold everybody
accountable
in that house accountable to the embodiment of those laws that are written through the Constitution? Existential. I can't say anything less or anything more.
I think that you encapsulated the fullness of that existential idea of Ezra Clown.
Do you think Ezra would understand that?
I'm
you know
sure.
one thing I
Ezra's
did know.
Still scratching his head.
Do you think someone added that big red nose to him? That go bang, bang, bang,
yeah,
bang.
The honker.
Who actually had that guy up on there? Because I know Beck went after him a while back.
MSNBC.
Did they?
Of all people. I mean, I don't know.
No shame.
Yeah,
it's
Nora,
like
Nora O'Donnell. But he is for the Washington. What is he? Washington.
It's like
Washington Post. Right
it's
here.
Like these people walk around after they just stepped in it, and everybody's trying to figure out what that smell is.
It stinks.
And I think Ezra sat in it.
It's Ezra Clown.
I think he fell into it knee deep.
That's right.
But he did.
He's saving it in his back pocket.
But you know what's interesting is people that don't know the difference, they're going to believe what Ezra the Clown said.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Yeah, they are.
Because they never read the Constitution. And by the way, folks, it's not hard to understand. It's easy to read. It's just the putting together
mm-hmm.
of the Constitution
yep.
and the understanding how it
Yeah,
you know,
it
works
you,
out.
It gives you directives, and that's what's not hard to understand.
Totally.
Is it tells the federal government, these are your powers and none other. And then the Bill of Rights comes in and ensures that they stay within those bounds. The thing that they don't like is, just like he said, depending on what they want to get done.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Should we bring a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old in here?
Yes.
I think we should.
Let's talk about
just for the sake of it, and just see how difficult it is to understand.
That's right. Or memorize.
Okay, we'll be right back. We'll bring him in. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free.
FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, Ezra was... well, you know what? Let's go ahead and play that one more time just for people to be entertained. The entertainment value of this second-rate scholar. Do you want to play that again? Of Ezra?
Let's play him talking to.
Boy, she's just like right on top of it today, isn't she?
Not just the iPod. We need to play his voice.
Yes. Maybe we should get her some different coffee.
Politicians talking about the Constitution. Well, this is what's going to happen. When Republicans take over next week, they're going to do something that apparently has never been done in the 221-year history of the House of Representatives. They are going to read the Constitution aloud. Is this a gimmick?
Yes, it's a gimmick. I mean... you could say two things about it. One is that it has no binding power on anything. And the two, the issue of the Constitution is not that people don't read the text and think they're following. The issue of the Constitution is that the text is confusing because it was written more than 100 years ago. And what people believe it says differs from person to person and differs depending on what they want to get done.
Oh, what they want to get done. Well, he said it. I mean, yeah. He told on himself. He wasn't, yep. You know. I just want to show you folks the difficulty of understanding the Constitution, the embodiment of such, the preamble.
Yeah, there's no way.
And why don't we go ahead and just bring in... Now, Dominic Calder, you want to speak in that mic's on?
9.
You're 9 years old. What's after 9?
10.
Okay, and what's before 9?
8.
This is incredible.
Nice job.
This nice. Wow. And how old are you, son?
7.
7 years old. And what's before 7?
6.
Buggy. And what's after 7?
8.
What? This is incredible.
You guys, I think you might... well, we're onto something.
You know, you guys could be the next president.
You really could.
Just, we wanted to let everybody know that. We got D, and we got Buggy. Okay? So, Dominic, will you do me a favor? He's got no paper in his hands. He's got this all from memory. Can you go ahead and kick off Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, please? No. Go ahead and talk into the mic.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Okay, now let me ask you one of the Ten Commandments. Okay, what's number 8D?
Thou shalt not steal.
What's number 1?
Thou shalt not have any other gods before me.
What's number 10?
Thou shalt not covet.
Okay, number three.
Do not take the Lord thy God's name in vain.
Amen. Now, I'm going to ask you one more time just to show the people from memory how difficult it is to understand what's in that constitution that Ezra the Clown said was difficult. Okay? Can you go ahead and kick off Article 1 of the Bill of Rights?
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
That sounds, I don't know, I mean, nine
That's
years
propaganda.
Old. He's not doing bad. Oh, it's a gimmick.
A gimmick.
All right, Buggy, go up to the mic. Let's go to the Ten Commandments really quick. What is number four?
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Okay, number eight.
Thou shalt not steal.
Okay, number nine.
Thou shalt not lie.
Okay, now let's go to Article 5 of the Bill of Rights?
Yep.
Okay.
No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation.
Wow, I mean, yeah. And for the most part, Ezra probably doesn't even understand the definition of some of the words this little 7-year-old and this little 9-year-old just kicked off.
Yeah. What's a Bill of Rights?
It's a gimmick, folks. Gimmick. No, it's not a gimmick. Men died to ratify what my kids understand and what Jake's kids understand. And if they love their country, guess what they're going to do? They're going to teach their kids the same thing. Now, can I get you guys both to do one thing? What is the best show, the best radio show in the country from coast to coast, and probably around the world? You guys go ahead and just kick it off. Who is it?
The Sons of Liberty!
And folks, what's interesting is this was not planned. This was not planned. Now, I do have to ask you a question, though. I really do. Can I get you guys both to kick off Article 4 for the people? Can you guys do it together in unison in concert? Okay, go ahead.
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or the things to be seized.
Okay. Now, do you think the TSA took time to read that difficult manuscript, or was it a gimmick to them, too? I think the TSA is a gimmick, but...
Do they have to read to be in the TSA?
I don't know. I mean, we know the politicians don't because, again, the American people let them get away with it.
Yeah. I wonder, maybe some of them are still stuck on that airport in the 58th state.
You think so?
They're waiting to be transported.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Where's the plane, boss?
Expedited. Yes. So, folks, I just wanted to bring that up. We did that off the cuff just to show you what the kids in the crew here with the Sons of Liberty understand and what they know, because they are studying that Constitution, and that's how you honor your veterans. And, by the way, that's how you honor your country. Without that, it's a lack of love on the part of who we are and what we're thankful for, a lack of gratitude. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, we want our kids to understand what those veterans died for, and the way to do that is to teach our kids, and that's how they know who they are, where they came from, and, by the way, where they're going.
That's right.
I mean, I think that makes sense. What do you think, Ezra the Clown?
I think I don't really know where I'm going. I know I need to eat breakfast tomorrow morning.
I guess it's their interpretation.
Yeah, well, the Washington Post really teaches me good, and they don't really give me as much flack as you guys are today. I don't know what to think. I need to turn down my iPod. Hold on.
All right. We got Michael calling from New York. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Whoa. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Michael.
Great show, as always. Let me follow up with a few more things that this foreigner posing as our president has stated. When he was questioned by General Bill Ginn on Meet the Press back in September 2008 regarding why he doesn't follow protocol with the national anthem is played, and the general stated to him that according to the United States Code, Title 36 and Chapter 10, Section 171, during rendition of the national anthem when the flag is displayed, all present except those in uniform are expected to stand at attention facing the flag with the right hand over the heart, or at least, very least, stand and face it. Obama replies, as I've said about the flag pin, I don't want to be perceived as taking sides. There are a lot of people in the world to whom the American flag is a symbol of oppression. Well, that sure can't be related to World War One or World War Two, Obama. The anthem itself conveys a warlike message. You know, the bombs bursting in air and all that sort of thing, he says. Then he continues with, the national anthem should be swapped for something less parochial and less bellicose. I like the song, I like to teach the world to sing, because he's a fruitcake, of course. If that were our anthem, then I might salute it. In my opinion, we should consider reinventing our national anthem as well as redesign our flag to better offer our enemies hope and love. He didn't throw the change in there. It was just hope and love this time.
Wow.
It's my intention, he goes on to say, if elected, to disarm America to the level of acceptance to our Middle East brethren. If we as a nation are warring people. Now, who's the guy that's got us in Afghanistan?
Yeah, I forgot his name. What is his name again?
Libya, on and on and on. Here with his incredible hypocrisy, if we as a nation of warring people conduct ourselves like the nations of Islam, where peace prevails, sure,
jeez,
perhaps a state or period of mutual accord could exist between our governments. When I become president, I will seek a pact of agreement to end hostilities between those who have been at war or in a state of enmity, and a freedom from disquieting oppressive thoughts. Well, I guess he hasn't gotten too far with that one. We as a nation have placed upon the nations of Islam in an unfair injustice, which is why my wife disrespects the flag, and she and I have attended several flag-burning ceremonies in the past.
Where are you getting this information,
no
Michael?
Doubt.
This is a quote off him when he was on Meet the Press back in September 2008.
I'd like to see that. Could you shoot that over to us, please? I'll expound a little
bit. Lastly, if I may, here's a quote while he was campaigning back in 2006. Now, here's what you define as a con job. For all those wondering what the definition of a con job is, here it is. You get a guy that comes to you in your government as a senator, and he says, the fact that we are here today to debate raising America's debt limit is a sign of leadership failure. It is a sign that the U.S. government cannot pay its own bills. It is a sign that we now depend on ongoing financial assistance from foreign countries to finance our government's reckless fiscal policies. Increasing America's debt weakens us domestically and internationally. Leadership means that the buck stops here. Instead, Washington is shifting the burden of bad choices today on the back of our children and grandchildren. America has a debt problem and a failure of leadership. Americans deserve better. That's all absolutely true. But obviously, this guy hasn't delivered on any of that, and he's got us deeper in debt than the last three administrations combined.
Well, actually, it was every president from the very beginning, the inception of our country, he's got us indebted. But that's great stuff. I got to take a heart break. Great stuff as usual, Michael.
Yeah, let's get that set.
No, that is great stuff. Please send that over to us, too, please. And by the way, folks, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got to take a quick break, but before I do, here's the number, 1-877-807-9977. It's our last segment, 1-877-807-9977. We love hearing from you. And what did Woodrow Wilson say back at the turn of the century? He said, a thoughtful mind, when it sees its nation's flag, sees not the flag, but the nation itself. Amen. We'll be right back after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
You are making this fun, Luann.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick-pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. We just had Michael on from New York. And he had shared some things with us. We need to see that.
Yeah. Verify those
that's,
things.
If that's the case and that's true, that's some pretty serious stuff. But I need to see that.
Yeah, obviously you see in a lot of his actions and what he's done that this would not be an unbelievable thing. But at the same time, we have to see where and how he said those things, if in fact he did say
that. Especially to that extreme.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen them basically exhibit that and exemplify those actions. Mm-hmm. But we need to see the actual quotes.
Yep.
So, Michael, if you'd send those over, that'd be great. Folks, I wanted to kick off, since Michael brought up flags, I wanted to kind of kick off the meaning of the don't tread on me flag. As Michael was talking, I started to think about the flags, and I got a whole piece on that. And it's interesting. For example, we see the snake on the flag, and it says don't tread on me. I want to give you the history of that flag. Flags with a rattlesnake theme were popular with the colonists. The slogan, don't tread on me, almost always appeared on the rattlesnake flags. The Gadsden flag from 1775 had a yellow field with a rattlesnake in the center, ready to strike. Below the snake was the motto, don't tread on me. Now, in December of 1775, an anonymous Philadelphia correspondent wrote the symbolic use of the snake. He began the letter by saying, I recollected that her excelled in brightness than of any other animal, and that she had no eyelids. She may therefore be esteemed an emblem of vigilance. She never begins an attack, nor, when once engaged, ever surrenders. She is, therefore, an emblem of magnanimity and true courage. Speaking of the snake on the flag, don't tread on me. It was probable that the deadly bite of the rattler, however, that was foremost in the minds of the flag designers, and the threatening slogan, don't tread on me, added further to the design. But when you look at the snake, you can see that. There's no eyelids. Back in the day, you would see billboards that were posted or protest signs that actually said, wide awake. Well, that simplified that snake. I just thought it was of interest.
Vigilance,
and it's great.
Too.
Most people don't know or why the snake
on a flag because, as you just said, it's always ready to strike. And its eyelids, there was none because their eyes were always open and they were always guarding their liberties.
That's
like
right.
It says at the Library of Congress, what is the price of liberty?
Eternal vigilance.
That's right.
Yep. And if we don't keep on that theme, as our founders gave us that type of liberty, it was as a result of flags like that. So we can't all of a sudden go emotional, which is what we just heard at last break, go emotional and think, oh, well, you know, what about what other people think of us? What about this? What about that? And
who
throw
cares?
All these emotions. Exactly. Do you want your liberty or not? If you don't, then start capitulating.
Well,
to
what's
that
interesting is who cares what other people think about us? What America has always stood for, people
know.
Always cared about what we thought of them.
That's right.
And we've given that sovereignty up because we said yes to man and no to God. In America, that's where we need to turn back to, is say yes to God and no to man.
That's right.
You yes know. To God, and then when man obeys God, then we say yes to him as well.
Yep, exactly. I'm just reminded of what's going on right now with people that are vigilant in our country. And we have a whole bunch of people that just brought into through the Senate and through the House of Representatives, putting the war field right on America's soil now for the first time in history ever. And you have right now an Oath Keepers, the organization, they launched a national effort to recall all the oath-breaking members of Congress, because people are vigilant, because people got their eyes open and they want to see this thing through, not only with their neighbors, not only with their family, but those that are elected representatives. So I applaud that type of behavior, because in America, that's what keeps us free.
Yeah.
It's when the people stay active. Not the more the government's active, the less freedom we have. Yeah. But the more that we are active as the people, the more liberties that we're going to have. And that goes back to the Constitution, which is really easy to understand. In the 10th Amendment, the power is not delegated to the federal government, are reserved to the states and to the people, respectively. Those powers belong to us, folks, and that's what we have to exercise daily in our nation if we want to remain free.
We got Sean from Iowa. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, guys.
Great point, Jake. Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
No, not too bad. Hey, that thing Obama said about 50, however many states.
Seven.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was great. I'm glad you guys played that. That made my day. I was having a very bad day today.
It's really that bad, you know, and I laugh not at what we allow. Mm-hmm. It's just so incredibly comical at times. And I say this quite a bit on the show. It's like, you've got to be kidding me.
It shows you, too, it's not a difficult wall to push over. There's nothing behind these people. That's how ridiculous it is. Our 9-year-old.
Well, they said that of Hitler, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah, they said that there was nothing behind Hitler, people. If they would have looked behind Hitler, here's a man that's destroying all these people in these countries. And they said if you would have looked behind him, there was nothing there.
Yep.
It's the same thing here.
You're being assaulted. Engage those that are assaulting you, and you'll find out very quickly there's nothing behind them. They will scour, they will scurry, and they will try to apologize and fall all over themselves because they realize that the giant has awoken. It's all it takes.
Yes.
And
well, you know what's really funny about this? The first thing I thought of is, you know, you watch these movies and they say, are you an American? And he says, well, yeah. He says, well, who's the president, or who's this, or who's the World Series winner or something? And maybe they ought to use that for a litmus test for some of these guys.
You know, it wouldn't be a bad idea, and I think it also shows, just like on the clip that we played before, where they're talking about the rhetoric or the whatever they wanted to call it, when we read the Constitution, that is exactly what we should be reading. As a matter of fact, it says, biblically speaking, and we are a Christian nation, that the kings are to personally write a copy of the law. Why? Because that's what they're called.
Right.
That's their entrusted, their duty to uphold in their nation, is to uphold those laws so that it protects the freedom and liberties of their people. God has entrusted them, number one. God is who they're responsible to. And we, the people, are to ensure that happens. Because
that's all over the place, by the way, folks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If they won't be accountable to the God of heaven, what makes you think they're going to be accountable to his creation? I mean, you're seeing all this crazy stuff. Even as the pedophile rings that are going on right now, the sexual immorality. You just saw recently the New York former New York senator, Mr. Wiener, or whatever his name was. It wasn't just women. He was swinging both ways. This guy was a bisexual pervert in office, not apologizing to the American people.
No.
Not apologizing to those that entrusted him with the power to come in, but now trying to vindicate himself in court. That's what you got, folks. That's why that immorality is easy to be back if the people of this nation will be moral.
It's time to get back involved with what's going on in the country.
Stay swinging.
Irina Sendler died May 12, 2008 at age 98. Thank you for the call, by the way. Warsaw, Poland. During World War II, Irina got permission to work in the Warsaw ghetto as a plumbing sewer specialist. She had an ulterior motive, though.
Irina smuggled Jewish infants out into the bottom of the toolbox she carried. She also carried a burlap sack in the back of her truck for larger kids. Irina kept a dog in the back that she trained to bark when the Nazi soldiers let her in and out of the ghetto. The soldiers, of course, wanted nothing to do with the dog, and the barking covered the kids' and the infants' noises. During her time of doing this, she managed to smuggle out and save 2,500 kids and infants. Ultimately, she was caught, however, and the Nazis broke both of her arms and her legs and beat her severely. Irina kept a record of the names of all the kids she had smuggled out in a glass jar that she'd buried under a tree in her backyard. After the war, she tried to locate any parents that may have survived and tried to unite the families. Most have been gassed. Those kids she helped got placed into foster families or homes and adopted. In 2007, Irina was up for the Nobel Peace Prize. She was not selected. Al Gore won for a slideshow on global warming. Later, another politician named Barack Hussein Obama won for his work as a community organizer for an organization called ACORN. Folks, there's no more clout or credibility to the Nobel Peace Prize at all. Yeah. Later, another politician is Barack Hussein Obama won his work as a community organizer for ACORN. Did you hear what I said, folks? In memoriam, 65 years later, I'm doing my small part by forwarding this message. I hope that you consider doing the same. Folks, now more than ever, with Iran and others claiming the Holocaust to be a myth, it's imperative to make sure that the world never forgets, because there are others who would like to do it again. And again, folks, let it be told and let it be heard. Let 40 million people talk to one another so everybody knows that it's a bunch of phooey.
Yep.
Thank God for Irina Sendler.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just thinking of that right there, that act of one person saved how many lives,
yep.
Folks. You are not insignificant. And those that are the powers that be understand that, and they know that.
Folks,
you are not insignificant.
Countries have pivoted on one
exactly.
people at,
yes.
a, at one
That's
person
right.
at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the Cromwells. Look at the biblical heroes. Look at the heroes of today. Look at our veterans.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you can go all across the board.
Yeah, our very country right now. I mean, though there was a lot of men that supported him, I shouldn't say a lot as in numbers, but George Washington is a leader of the
yeah.
army. And then for him to be the president, the CEO of our country, and then step down and give that power back to the people, Cromwell
yeah.
doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Those are real God-sent men that no devil in hell could have overtaken. And you just might be the one
That's
that
right.
God is calling up to be that one.
That's right. You've heard the saying before, haven't you? To the whole world, you might just be one person, but to one person, you might be the whole world.
Yeah.
Well, to one country, you might be that
That's
one
right.
person that might save their world. So,
Amen.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Again, check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please also check out my personal Facebook, Bradley Dean, BradleeDean. Check it out, and we will talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. God bless you.
And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.